in 2 to 3 weeks. That's simply optimistic. Well, come on down, Simon. Race 8, number 9 for you.
Yeah, with Freddie. I think it is D-Day for him, all things being equal. He's 2 runs back this time in. I think it's been rock solid, albeit getting beaten in both. Only narrowly beaten last Rose Hill over 1,200. I think that gives him the perfect platform for this third up. I think he'll handle the heavy ground. I'm not sure he loves it, but he should get through it. As mentioned, he's 2 runs back. I think of being good enough to suggest he's hard to beat here. I think the three-year-olds are the two you want to hone in on. At the weights, they do appear well-placed, and obviously Riverbirds come out and frank the form from their last start. But step up and trip to 1,300, another tick, and gets in well after Sam's claim. Gets a good run from that draw. As mentioned, he should present as the winner at some stage. I'm hoping he goes on with it. It is D-Day for me. If he doesn't win on Saturday, he's certainly got the pen from me. It's such a winnable assignment for him. So Freddie should be very hard to beat. Race 8, number 9, Bloomberg.
Yeah, gets the claim, as you mentioned, currently at $2.50. So running through them from Simon, race 1, number 3, race 7, number 7, and race 8, number 9. And from Brad Gray, it's 4-2, 6-2, and 8-12. Hey, Simon, go and have a good break, mate. We look forward to talking to you when you're back.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Thanks, mate. Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports, and over the next few Fridays, Adam Blinko from the same team will join us. And Brad, you're going to be a part of our Saturday morning. We know that Simon's away and Duff's away, so it's Thomas and Gray over the next few weeks on a Saturday, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, the fourth emergency gets a run, doesn't it? So, yeah, I look forward to it.
No, don't feel like that for sure. Mate, the Kosciuszko tickets seem to be a good feel around. Plenty of people have jumped in this week since the tickets went on sale.
Yeah, I haven't seen a tally at the moment, but there has been plenty of interest, which is great to see, obviously, off the back of a very successful first year last year. I imagine plenty of punters are keen to get involved again.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray there from Racing New South Wales. By the way, an announcement's come while we've been on air from the Australian Turf Club that we'll see a poly track installed at Warwick Farm. The Australian Turf Club's extensive upgrade of training facilities across its four venues will continue with a poly track surface to be laid at Sydney's largest training centre, Warwick Farm. It is intended the installation works on the poly track surface will commence in early November this year. The $5.4 million project is jointly funded through a partnership between the Australian Turf Club and Racing New South Wales and is expected to take 12 weeks to complete. And as I say, the work will begin in early November this year. So a poly track to be installed at Warwick Farm by the ATC and Racing New South Wales. And again, tomorrow at Randwick, we urge the local people around Randwick, the City Council payers, get out there and enjoy yourself at Randwick tomorrow. Now, I'll just check whether Tim Ryan is with us from TAB. Tim, good morning to you from the team that set all the prices at TAB Thoroughbred Wagering on a heavy 9 at Randwick, mate.
G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Yeah, very well. Bathurst on the way back to Sydney this morning. I really hope you can push that rain out this way, mate.
Well, it's actually a pretty beautiful morning in Sydney this morning. A lot of rain overnight, though, especially in the eastern suburbs. So, yeah, heavy 9. I couldn't see it improving. Yeah, we're going to need to find some real heavy trackers there tomorrow.
All right, what have you found?
Look, I'm keen to kick off in the first with number 2, Rule the World. This is a pretty strong two-year-old race, especially for winter, but I was pretty impressed with this Waterhouse Bot gelding. His win at Canterbury, he showed really great speed. The thing that I really loved about him, he just dropped his rivals from the 4 to the 200 there, putting a gap of at least 3 lengths. He got a little bit tired late, but he did win in good time, some half a second quicker than the fillies division, ran a quicker last 600 there too. That form's also been confirmed with Exceed the Stars, the second horse there, coming out and winning, albeit a little luckily, at Canterbury on Wednesday. Look, the step up tomorrow to 1300, I think, will really suit this horse. He comes back to his home track at Randwick. Tim Clark takes the ride. I expect he'll either lead or he'll be sitting outside the lead there. The favourite, current favourite, True Detective, looks really talented and has been trialling really well, but 1,300 metres, first up on a heavy track, I've got to be against him. So, look, Rule the World, currently around about 3:10 mark. I think it'll start clear favourite tomorrow, so he's my best of the day.
All right, True Detective at the moment, $2.90, and Rule the World, your fancy there, at $3.10. Where's your second one, Tim?
Yeah, we're going to go to race 7 with number 5, Deity. So this one for Godolphin and Blake Shin. Look, she's been a really consistent mare throughout her only short career, 10 starts, 7 placings. But I really like her kept to the short trips. She's won up to the 1,200, but I just think at the 1,000 metres, she can use her like fairly superior turn of foot to these. She ran really well first up, went third behind pretty smart filly in Spiritual Pursuit. She just got that little bit too far back that day, and she did run on strongly, but she probably just knocked up that last 100. So she's going to be much fitter second up. That was her first go on a heavy track. She seemed to handle it well enough. Tomorrow, there looks really good speed. So good draw there in barrier 4. Blake Shin should have it just in behind the leaders. I think just giving one clear crack at him, she'll be too good late. Look, she's around, again, I think similar price there, $3.10 with that. It's, you know, pretty open race. I heard Simon tipping their Royal Witness. So, look, I think we may get slightly better, but I'm still keen to be with Davey there in race 7.
As you say, $3.10. Race 1, number 2, and race 7, number 5, Tim Ryan best from him for tomorrow. Good on you, Tim.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Andrew. You have a good weekend.
Good on you, mate. Tim Ryan there from our TAB Thoroughbred wagering team. So for Randwick, it's a heavy 9, Penno 6.17. They had 23.8 mil of rain virtually overnight. The current scratching start in race 2, as we told you at the start, Dean Murfin forced to scratch Iron Capitan with a foot abscess. Race 2, number 1. Then go to race 4, number 6, Into Rio. Race 6, number 9, Valentino Rossa. Race 7, number 10, Sedition, and 12, Gimme Shelter, 10 and 12, and race 8, number 4, Simply Optimistic. They are the current scratchings for the program. We'll be on air from 6:30 tomorrow morning. Ray Thomas with all the interviews, then Ray and Brad and all the other regulars for the best Saturday start. We look forward to that. Again, as we leave Bathurst and head back into Sydney, thank you to all that have helped in the broadcast. Max Carter, our tech drovers for a few days, Ben Whedon, who's with me here this morning, and all the other participants, the trainers, the club officials and everyone. It's been, well, I hope for our listeners, a general reminder of just how dry it is in country New South Wales, and we certainly need to urge and help people, whether it's through Buyer Bail or any other charity. Please keep it in mind that, well, hopefully one day soon we'll be reporting that the rain has arrived, but at the moment picture looks very grim, and we need to support, as one of our guests said yesterday, we need to bring out the Australian spirit to help. I'll talk to you in the morning, and after our news break, it'll be a preview for Tamworth.
Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Aussies earning less than $90,000 a year will get up to an extra $1,080 back in their next tax return from next week after the first stage of the government's tax cuts. The full three-stage plan package passed in the Senate overnight thanks to the support of key crossbenchers. Federal and Border Police have busted a fake begging ring in which professionals are allegedly flown in from China to take advantage of compassionate Aussies. News Corp says the beggars are earning hundreds of dollars a day and are sending the cash to ringleaders. Astonishing new figures this morning show Australian children aged between 11 and 12 years of age physically active for just 32 minutes a day. A study by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute found they spent 21 hours sitting or sleeping. In sport this morning, Ash Barty is through to the third round without barely raising a sweat overnight. Also a win for John Millman, while an underarm ace and a second fastest serve in tennis history weren't enough to get Nick Kyrgios over the line against Rafael Nadal this morning. The match lived up to all the hype though, with Nadal winning in four sets. Sydney's Alex Diminol also knocked out overnight. And Sean Marsh has been ruled out of the Cricket World Cup with a broken wrist, with Peter Hanscom brought into Australia's squad as a replacement. Marsh was hit by a short Pat Cummins ball in training this morning. Fellow batsman Glenn Maxwell also struck on the arm. Maxwell was also sent for scans following the incident just 2 days out from Australia's clash with South Africa. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Lazarus, arguably the greatest pacer to ever race down under. winner of a massive 15 Group 1s and over $4 million in prize money. Lazarus, standing at Uribe Stud in New South Wales.
Dali Stallions have sired three of the four juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first three home in the Golden Slipper.
Kiyomichi in front from Microphone of Liar.
And the stallion-making Group 1 sired produce.
And Microphone's won it! Microphone's won the English sire.
Start with a Dali Stallion, and the rest will follow.
And here is a champion! Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio is set to bring you some of the best greyhound racing this winter. Heats of the Peter Mossman and Big Peter series make Saturday night at Wentworth Park the place to be. The Tab app has all the markets and tips for Wentworth Park.
Saturday
night, Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And 14 past 10, we get Tamworth today, Lindsay Burns. There, morning, Lindsay.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Have you had any precipitation of any type at all?
No. Sorry, none of that at all.
No, how's the track today?
We'll kick off a good four, but I'm pretty sure we'll get up and go. We've got a nice warm day, bit of light clouds starting to come in, but we'll kick off a good four. I think it will get upgraded later on in the day, so rails in true, and there we go.
All right, that's about all you can do, isn't it? Just do your best for the moment, Lindsay.
Yeah, mate, it's a shame. It's raining 2 hours due east of us, and the south is huge, up around Grafton way and that, but nothing rails in here.
It's amazing how selective Mother Nature can be.
Yes, and I don't know what I've done wrong.
I know. Incredible how you'll be out in the country and you'll see it, it'll just follow the line of hills or something. You think, why won't you come over the other side here? We're all right. Yeah, we're okay. But it does.
I'll just keep saying my prayers and we'll see how we go.
Yeah, I've got a cousin in Queensland. He said the other night, just opening the gates and putting them on the oats, mate.
Beautiful.
We can do. So it's either that or the Wallabies will get it.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
Good on you, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Lindsay Bone at Tamworth. And our good mate, Gary Hartley's going to be there as well. Going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, it's a magnificent day. Going to be about 19 or 20 degrees. A good four. They've had no rain up here. Lindsay would have poured plenty of irrigation on. Plenty of runners in the 8th race program. And I think there's a couple of good things there, Sean.
Righto, Gaz. Well, in the first, number one, Euroglide at 230. Two Direct Division, 950. Three, Wummy at Al War is 19. Four Lord Tony, 12, number five out. Six Peachy's Dream, 320. Seven Chastise, 26. Eight the Serenity, 41. Nine Bushy's Bell is 126. 10 Trip to London, 71. 11 Win the Flag, 460. And 12 Zaza Zena, 61. Our favourite number one Euro Glider, $2.30.
I think Win the Flag will run a good race for Andrew Robertson, the Musselbrook trainer. It runs second on the home track. Just recently beaten about three quarters of a length. But missed the kick that day. Mapple beat it. And one of Johnny Ramsey's had come out slow, then went to be third to the turn, hit the front of the top of the straight. The winner was just a little bit too good, but it wasn't beaten far. It was placed here at Tamworth back on the 14th of May. Won't be far off the speed. Andrew Gibbons' ride, I think it's got a very good chance. Number one Euro Glider with Sterling Auslan, former South Australian, was placed at Morfordville back in October. Its only run in these parts was at Tamworth when it ran third behind Crowd Surfer. That was on June 18, but it did get beat a fair way. Got beat nearly 6 lengths that day. It'll want to go a little bit better today, but the market tells you that it will. Got a good Barry and Ben Lookers on. Number six, Peachy's Dreams, had a lot of chances, but there's always around the placing. Glenn Milligan, the son of Bob, who runs the establishment these days, he was telling me that, she's very, very hard to get to win a race, but she did run fourth here the other day. And the winner, Todd Allis, too big, far, he goes very, very good. This filly wanted to hang a bit of the straight. But she didn't go too bad. She ran fourth that day. And number four, Lord Turney, first up from a spell, trained by Stephen Jones. Sam Fenton to ride. Last start at run second at Kembla when Jonesy didn't have it. Way back in February, got me seven lengths. But apart from that, it's two runs for only fair down south. Hasn't had a trial, but I'd expect it to do something in this field. 11-1, 6-4.
Righto, race 2, 1 Balboa, 101, 2 Barry's Brothers, $7.50. Number 3 Derby Star, 310. 4, 5, 6 out, 7 Bonvalure, 151, 8 Coinan, 19. 9 Floss's Dream, 18. 10 Sweet Love, 290. 11 Taldora missed $9. 12 Wee Lassie is 101. 13 Crimson Rose, 16. 14 out, 15 Hotel Charlie, 650. 16 Grand Marengo, 34, 17 out. And 18 Ortez is 151. Favourite here, $2.90, and that's number 10, Sweet Love.
I think she'll be very hard to beat. A beautifully bred filly. Bred and raced by Arrowfield, John Massara, by Dundee, out of a real good mare, Shani Rose. Sally had the one run. That was at Tamworth back in September. Got beat just over a length and a half that day. Was on the speed. Went to the paddock. Nice trial recently. That was at Musselbrook. Beyond Shiva Star was only beaten a couple of lengths. Went good enough to be very hard to beat in a race like this. Number two, second pick, Barry's brother. Tim McIntosh has got the horse. Runs fifth at Tamworth. And that was last start behind Perfect. So, yeah, Perfect it was. It won the race. Got beat about a length and a half. Was running third of the run. And then chased okay. I thought that it'd be hard to beat here. I didn't mind its run at Cessnock before that when it was placed. Number three, Derby Star. First up. Comes off a very, very good trial. It's trained by Cody Morgan. And I think Greg Ryan's on it. Yes, he is. Sat four wide outside the leader in the trial. Hit the front in the straight. Was run down late, but it was under a hole. Fred Evans trialed it. Went really good. It'll be strongly fancied today. And number 15, the emergency. Hotel Charlie. It went fair first up. It'll be improved by the ruck. 10, 2, 3, and 15.
The third, one cause I'm good, 280. Two drop the bullet, 34. Three gone west, 21. Four Lucitor, 280. Five out. Six Sail and So, 19. Seven Sir Leo, 15. Eight Time for Us, 21. Nine Volcanic, 31. Ten Dollar Rain, 15. 11 Elvada, 550. 12 Hell of a Rock, 26. 13 Serenity Rose, 151. 14 Romany, 41. 15 more to come, 151. Equal favourites, one cause I'm good, and four Lucitor, 280 each of two.
Yeah, they'll both be hard to beat. I like Lucitor. It's only had the two runs. By Lucas Cranick, owned by Australian Bloodstock, and they, of course, race Lucas Cranick, placed in a Melbourne Cup. This fella went good at Port Macquarie, second race start, 16th of June, got beat about a length and a half, got back worse at midfield, ran on strong the last 100 in that race. That was over the 1,500 up there. The mile today, another good ride for Gibbo. I think it'll be hard to beat. Cozon Good's knocking on the door. Said three or four placings since come to Stirling Osland. Career is at eight runs for five placings. Ran fourth the other day at Coffs Harbour. Got a mile back over the 1,400. Grinded away in the run home. Got beat a fair way. It'll need to go better. But I think it will, as it has raced well here before. Number 11, third pick, Elevada, for Peter Sinclair. It runs second last start. Didn't go too bad. Went well enough to give it a chance here. That run was a Coonamble on the big day. And number nine, best of the others, which is Volcanic. It's back. It might want a bit further than a mile. I don't know what happened last start. But two runs back, the run was pretty good. 4, 1, 11 and 9.
Race 4, 1 Apache Junction, 440, 2 House Winds, 650, number 3 Sadler's Rest, 6, 4 Sebring Fling, 23, 5 Final Crown, 4 Even, 6 Miss Hansen, 31, 7 Raziel, 4 Even, 8 Delmore, 19, 9 Spatula, 31, 10 Dogger to Fury, 81, 11 Masiotti, 34, 12 Zambica, 71, and 13 Wawa Kapow, 26. Equal favourites, 5 Final Crown, 7 Raziel, $4 each of two.
I give number one of each year, see Apache Junction. Sam Platton to ride, no claim, of course, these days in these areas. This horse is trained by Todd Howlett, and it got beat about 2 lengths at Musselbrook last start, the Boomgate, over 1750. So today it goes to 2100. It got back worse from midfield in a field of 14, and I thought it ran on really good there. Prior to that, it run third at Skane over the mile, behind Seeing is Believing. It's got a chance in a race at Newcastle on Saturday. So I reckon this will run well, despite the 59. It is a maiden plate, so there's a number of them with 59. Number 7, second pick, Raziel. Form wasn't good before a really good second. 2 runs back at Wyong over the 21. And then the other day, it might not run the 2300 at Newcastle, because it was gone from early in the straight. But I reckon here today in the country class it'll run okay. Number 5, Final Crown for Rod Northam. Not without a hope. It runs second at Bathurst. Last start, got to be 2.5 lengths. Had a nice trail. Had every chance. It's only limited the mare, but she can run a race here. She'll plunk. And number 2, House Wins. 1, 7, 5, and 2.
We go to race 5, now 1 and 2 out, 3 Lonely Orphan, 81, 4 General Soho, 340, 5 Pat's Nipper, 190, 6 Bill and Ted, $4, 7 Son of Spartacus, 41, 8 Toast, $8, 9 Call Me Trouble, 81, and 10 Stoddart, 26. Got a shorty here, 5 Pat's Nipper, and it's $1.90.
First bet of the day, Pat's Nipper. Unlucky the other day on a highway at Roseville on the 15th of June. Got back to last. In a field of 13 on a soft 5, over-raced early. Sam Clinton had to steady him at the 1200. He got blocked for a run at the 200 and got beat less than a length and a half by Upper House. Prior to that, he ran a bottle of a race at Newcastle, got beat a length by Barricade after being second last in a field of 12. Coming to the home turn, he landed a plunge at good odds when he won at Tamworth back on the 28th of April, in a great stable with Cody Morgan. Greg Ryan rides him. He'll go back. Not a big field. Only 8 runners. Got a good barrier. I think he's the better of the day. General Soho's the danger. Back wide and... where was that run? Here at Scone last start. That 5 wide, no cover in the 900 there and just plows them in the straight. Come with a big run to win. Bolted in a double, 3 starts back. It's a big threat. Stacey Metcalf to claim 1.5. Bill and Ted's got a chance, very honest. A winner, 3 starts back. That was at Grafton. Run fourth the other day at Taree. Not beaten far. And number 8, Toast. Found a bit of form, Toast. 2 wins in the second and last 3. 5, 4, 6, and 8.
Race 6, 1 Take to Heart, 240, 2 Roy's Command is 5, 3 Capitulate, 13, 4 Irish Duke, 41, 5 Brixton Town, 9, 6 Smart Attire, 550, 7 The Star Legend, 15, 8 Apache Lad, 750, 9 Clipperholic, 23, 10 Bon Bon, 41, 11 MVP is 51, 12 Robusto, 151, 13 Exotic Art, 81. Favourite 240, number 1 Take to Heart.
I think it's the one to beat. Adam Duggan's got a couple of terrific chances here today, and they're in the body length. This horse ran fourth at Musselbrook to Naruda the other day in a much better race than this. That was a class 2. This is the benchmark 58. Jenny Duggan, no claim. Jenny, of course, is the sister-in-law of Adam. The horse got beat 2.8. Jenny rode it to Naruda. On the hang of it, in the straight or straightening, tried to start out. It ran fourth at Newcastle to Vive Marie before that. Wasn't a strong race, but it was a better race than this. From second at Taree, 3 runs back, only beaten half a length. To Manukau, I think it's got a great opener. Number 8, Apache Lad, is my second pick. Apache Lad finished down the track the last start, but it wasn't a bad race. Much better race than this. A man ballad beat at about 3.5 lengths. Was outside the leader, pulled out early, hit the front, Oh, I think I ran about 1,000 and was swamped late. Prior to that, it ran fourth here, beat the length and a half, and it is a winner on the track. Second pick, number 8. Number 6, Smart Attire for Jane Clement. Not Without Sunset. I beat a Golgong the other day. Got me 3 lengths, but the second at Wellington gives it a chance. And number 2, Roy's Command. It could improve. Todd Ellis got it and stand a fair bit in class. 1862.
Race 7, this sounds a bit like you and I, Gaz, the Turkey Trot, Class 1. Now, 1 Commute, $6. 2 Joey's Chance, $6.50. 3 Kylie's Son, $3.10. 4 Rated, $4.20. 5 Altura, who's 12. Number 6, Euro Air, $18. 7 Commander, Bam, $61. 8 Babadoon Boys, $61. 9 Blinker Noodles, $21. 10 Undetected, $51. 11 Out, 12 Elusive Valley, $8. 13 Out, 14 Denver, $61. 15 Pig and Whistle, $31. 16 Artistic License, $101. 17 Out. Favourite 3.10, number 3, Kylie's Son.
I'm very keen on this. Kylie's Son, it had no luck the other day at the game. Was running 3rd, 4 and 5 wide, no cover. Got a check at the 900. Still hit the front on the turn and was swamped late to get the length. Wendy Peel wrote it the other day. And today, Greg Ryan, a significant change here, he takes charge. Cody Morgan's got it, so it's in a good stable. He's by man Hat and Rain. He toyed with him at Prindai before that. After running second at Moree. Greg rode him at Prindai. I think he'll win today. Got a lovely barrier. Number 4, the Danger Rated. Come off a very good trial at Tamworth. The win on the 8th of June. I think that was a Saturday meeting. Race Willoughby rode it. Gibbo's riding today. It was a good win that day. Missed the kick. Green in the straight, but was too good for them. Goes up a bit in class. It'll run well. Number 1, Commute. Remember the day it won at Wyong? That incredible went really good. He went to the Kenzo and only could beat 3 lengths to Evelina. That's good enough for him to win here. Got a tricky draw and 60 and a half. Wyong first summit didn't do a lot. Over race. Got beat 6, but look out for a big improvement. And number 5, Altura, for young Justin Bowen. This horse by Green Ahead. I think Ben Smith had this horse, but I don't think it raced for Ben. And it went to Justin Bowen. Won first summit scone at the end of January. Second at Taree. Went to the paddock. And then run fourth first up to the Boone Filly. Zaniah last started scone. 3-4. 1 and 5.
Race 8, 1 Time of Glory, 240, 2 out, 3 Chance of Rain, 370, 4 Early Avenue, 390, 5 Gold Sky, 10, 6 Bring the Joy, 17, 7 Algun's a Dancer, 9, number 8 Yulong Bayou, 61, 9 Yulo Miss is 26, 10 out, 11 Boats Arts Work, 61, and 12 Craigley Max, 61. Favourite 240, number 1, Time of Glory.
It'll be hard to beat. This is the other one of Adam Duggan's. Greg Ryan's riding this one. Now, just have a look at the scratch sheets. It'll still start from barrier 6. Last start at Tamworth here, run third to the Outcast, who's flying. Got me 2 lengths. He got back third last in a field of 13 and ran on really good. Prior to that, it won at Clindai. He's having a good prep. Now he had the 2 runs. I think he'll take a ton of beating. Early Avenue's run was good the other day. Chris Lees has got it. Only got a couple of runners. 1 second of Scandus and Gatto.